would like to welcome all of you to the 2010 European Business Talk Conference. This became actually bigger now than when we started. My name is Marcus Goldberg. I work at Microsoft. I'm responsible for Business Talk and application platform. And the reason why we're here today is because of two guys running the Swedish user group. They said, called me in June and said, we can get some of the best speakers in the world in this area to come to Stockholm. Are you interested in doing this? I said, let's look at that. So here we are, and it's really fun because we have a lot of people from Sweden, obviously, but we have people from Finland, from Norway, from Denmark, UK, the Netherlands, somebody from Russia. Did I miss something? Holland, oh yeah, we have Holland, yeah. So it's, what more? Belgium too, yeah, great. So Germany too, yeah, so it's becoming big. So we really did the European Business Talk Conference. And for us it's fun because if you look at this integration, this is really the place to be. And for you who doesn't know Swedish, this is the last week's Computer Sweden, which is our big IT magazine. It says, this says the Milliard Russian. And that means the billion dollar rush. It's like the gold rush. Swedish companies integrate more than ever. And if anybody thought that there was a crisis, think again. This is the investments in integration coming in. And the projection is just coming up, so it's a good place to be, and I guess that's why so many of you are here today. This comes from a report made by a company, Radar Group, and they went out and they interviewed several hundred IT managers in the Swedish industry, and this one, what this shows is the IT managers what they prioritize the most. And so you can see here, virtualization is like the top one, and then you have security, and then integration is on the third place. And there is a lot of other interesting things coming in this report, but it died. so much for batteries. So we run it without. But anyway, this one is actually the best one. This is the one I like the most. They didn't put this one in Computer Sweden. And I guess the reason for that is because, you know, those guys over here that has like 2% or, you know, 2.7, they also buy advertising in that magazine, so they didn't put that. But what it says, and it's interesting, this is the preference, going out and asking Swedish IT management where they're going to invest in integration. First of all, you have like half of them, they don't have any plans, they, you know, okay. And then you have those guys, they don't know. And from the guys that actually do know where they're going to invest, 22% are to Microsoft, which is, you know, for us it's like, wow, this is great. And then, again, so it's a good thing to learn about, because there's going to be a big interest coming. And with that, I would like to welcome on stage the best user group in the world, Micke Johan, welcome up.
Om det var någon som tyckte att det var sådär, ta i lite för mycket sådär, men vi märker sig nu. Ni är jättemånga här inne i alla fall. Är det här på fall?
Is it just on the slide? No, that's your slide. No, that's your slide.
We also have some new sponsors, Agenta Systems, not surprising to those of you who have the inside knowledge there.
EDB isn't really a new sponsor. Guide has been a sponsor of the user group for several years, but they recently kind of became EDB or merged into EDB.
We have another event on the 29th with some really spectacular speakers coming in. I think this event is almost full already.
It is full.
No,
it
I
is
don't
full.
Think there is. It is.
We opened it up for overbooking just a couple of days ago, so there might still be some slots left, but basically it's full.
Should you announce it? You have the ticket, right?
On me?
No, I don't have it on me. Okay. So we have an unseen subscription for, what is it, 11,000?
A tävling, do you know what tävling is?
Sorry about that. So we have an ultimate subscription for MCN. Going to Alex.
Oh,
Alex.
I do have one in here.
That's pretty surprising, man.
And we got more, so. But this is the first one. I'll just put it over here. I'll pocket it.
Har du med mig?
Är det din bror, Alex? Axel?
Ja. So let's just introduce the speakers. Hi, right, guys. Richard. These guys are all been at the user group before. You should all know them already. So those of you that have been to the user group before. How many have been to the user group before? So that's almost everyone. Great. How many are new to a user group meeting? That's a lot as well. I hope you return, right?
Alright.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Alright. It is good to be back. Hopefully we have as much fun this time as last time. If you can have fun doing a presentation like this. All right, so let's do some quick introductions. My name is Richard Sroder, here from Los Angeles, came in a few days ago. I am a solution architect for a biotechnology company, Microsoft MVP for BizTalk, written a couple of books, blogger, and things like that. So fun to come back here again. I came last year to talk about my book on SOA patterns with BizTalk, and then this time we're shamelessly flogging our new book, so expect lots of that this week. And, next up, Ewan.
Hey, I'm Ewan Felver. So I work for the SQL Customer Advisory team. Before that, I was in the BizTalk team, working in Redmond for a couple of years. I now relocated back to the UK. Just one thing to note, we decided not to charge you for the event this morning. But before you leave, you need to log on to amazon.co.uk and order the book. If you want to do that, that's nice. I'm happy to be back. You'll actually maybe see me at the end of the month as well. The person who runs the overall SQL and BizTalk customer advisory team is Mark Souza, who is a really good speaker and also sits on a lot of the planning boards in Redmond for SQL 11 and for the BizTalk releases and a number of other products. Is actually coming with us as well, so I think this will be a really good session. How many of you people will be coming back to that session? Okay, cool, so I'll see you all then.
Hi, my name is Stephen Thomas. I'm a 6-year BizTalk Server MVP, and I'm an independent consultant, and I primarily focus on delivering large-scale BizTalk enterprise solutions. Which is kind of funny because in the book and here at the talk, I'm doing most of my talks on AppFabric. Not to put down BizTalk at all, but just to show you that BizTalk can actually work with AppFabric as well. I'd like to say a special thanks to the fellows down here in the front row who brought us in. This is my second time here to Sweden. It's been an awesome welcome from everyone. We had a They took us out yesterday and showed us a good time, and really enjoyed coming here, and hope everyone enjoys what we have to offer. And I'm also thankful to be working with Richard and Ewan and our two other co-authors who couldn't make it here today to come up with our book, and hopefully you guys all enjoy it.
All right, so we got the pleasantries out of the way. So I wanted to at least go over what we look to cover the next 2 days. It should be full, yeah. Casually slide down. So we'll start off with a quick introduction, as we're clearly in the middle of. Then I'm going to do this discussion, at least kicks off what we're talking about, really the point of the discussion, why we're all here today. Ewan will then give us a delightful and entertaining look at SQL Server. I will jump into BizTalk Server. We'll then release you for lunch. Come back, and Stephen will talk about Windows Communication Foundation and WF 4.0, as well as what's in Windows Server AppFabric. I'll entertain you with Windows Azure, assuming all the demos work and my internet connection stays live. And then Ewan will kick us off into the first pattern. So when we talk about the book, the way we framed it, we'll talk about it in a moment, is that we really wanted to answer when to use what product. So we ended up putting about 13 different use cases in the book that said, here's a customer problem, fictitious, hopefully realistic. And then how do you describe the use case? What technology should you be choosing between? And then how did you pick the eventual winner, if you will? So the first one we'll be doing today is what you want to look at is a simple workflow scenario and how did we choose the technology to solve a specific problem. For day two, assuming you like us and still come back, we'll start the day, of course, with a recap. Or I'll jump into content-based routing and how you, what kind of considerations you do when you're doing a content-based routing solution. Stephen will show a remarkably complicated demo about workflow and repair and resubmit. Ewan will then go into great depth on caching and some of the new technologies there and when you might use it. We'll look at using how you do some remote communication across remote sites, and Steve will demonstrate that. And then I'll jump into complex event processing to close out the day. So hopefully it's going to be a fun 2 days. Yeah, this is a schedule that I don't expect us to stick to, because we'll run long, we'll run short, you'll take more breaks, we'll have conversation. This is just to provide a little bit of structure around the whole thing. So, you know, it should be somewhat engaging, as much as 150 people can have a conversation. But, you know, feel free to ask questions and tell us we're crazy and things like that. Ewan prefers a lot. He likes heckling. So Ewan is big into heckling. All right, so, you know, to start this off, you know, really the premise for where we started this whole thing is that certain decisions aren't always as obvious as they might be. Now, when I'm looking at what I want for lunch today, whether I want a salad, whether I want a giant hamburger, and sometimes those might seem like snap decisions, like, yes, that's the better choice. But you take a lot of things into account, right? Are you eating in the car? Salad, not a good car choice. That's up there with soup as the worst food you could probably eat in the car. So, you know, am I in the middle of communication or in travel or not?
Are you presenting in 2 minutes?
There you go. Maybe other factors, am I presenting or not? Yeah, I mean, you went 4 seconds before we started, spilled food all over himself. So, you know, you factor that into your choice. So there's things like that, but then there's strategic things. Do you want to diet or not? If you're on the diet, probably salad a good call. You know, there's other factors that you take into account. Are you really hungry or not? So even the simple decisions you might think about what you want for lunch, there's always other factors that they could go in. So if I came up here and said that for data integration, you should always use BizTalk, first you'd say you probably work for Microsoft if you're saying that. And I would say no, because no one should be able to make those kind of blanket statements. Every single time you guys make a decision, there's other factors in play there. So, you know, this is the metaphor to kick things off and how we really got started with the book. So the whole purpose of this workshop, you know, it's under this BizTalk launch brand, but really the point of it was to talk about when do you use what. And you know, the effort we went on with the book was trying to figure out how do you not just write books about single technologies where it apparently solves everything, how do you write a book that talks about all the different things in the platform and start addressing it? I mean, as we started off even, let's say, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you had your BizTalk, you had your SQL, well before .NET, you were building the solutions. That's pretty much what you had to work with. You were building integration solutions with SSIS or DTS, then eventually BizTalk. .NET came out, then all of a sudden you had WCF, worked with those workflow, offered up some new options, made things more confusing, that's fine. But then inevitably now we've got a host for WCF and WF, make things more interesting. We've also got some new platforms like Stream Insight that let you do things you just couldn't do before in the Microsoft space. Then obviously no discussion of anything Microsoft is incomplete without Cloud Talk. So when you look at all of these things and you try to figure out, well, how in the world am I supposed to use the right thing on each project? You're probably doing yourself a disservice, I know I am, when I just immediately go to my comfort zone and say, oh, this looks like this or this looks like that. And so when we went through our book process, it was really trying to figure out how do we put aside those biases and say which things in the stack are really the best fit for each scenario. So that's where, well, now it's been 18 months ago where Ewan and I had a discussion after my first book came out, and we said, you know, this is great that the book's out and we're writing about BizTalk, but there's so many other technologies out there. How do we know if BizTalk's always the right choice? So what came about is we spent the summer figuring out use cases. We pulled in a number of co-authors to say, you know, who else can provide expertise on topics like SQL or Velocity caching or Azure and things like that, and started to pull together a book, and we've narrowed down dozens of patterns into the 13 we included, which just explain, in our cases, some realistic scenarios and how you choose the right technology. So some clearly real quotes that I was able to pull out from this were, be honest with you. You know, this is all true, to be honest with you. That's completely legitimate. So this is... Thank you. Got the one laugh over there. So the point is, hopefully, it's going to be a good book, and we actually work with the publisher to give everyone who's attendance here 23% off if they decide to order it online at the PACT site. PACT Publishing is our publisher, and they'll give you off the discount on the hard copy as well as a discount on the ebook if you buy it together. So we'll include this slide in front of all the presentations just so you can see it again, but I thought that was a pretty nice deal, and we'll continue to harp on this until you all leave with a copy. We're just shameless, aren't we?